Ready for a healthier you? It's time for Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.
Welcome to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Vallon, chiropractic physician, and with me is my co-host, Brenda B.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show. We're so glad you joined us today on Tuesday.
You know, Brenda B., that's right. Today is Tuesday.
And we say that because we have been actually airing our show on Wednesday, 11:30 to 12, and we have been upgraded.
Upgraded to 12 to 1, the coveted lunch hour on Tuesdays. You see, now Tuesday has a feel. Remember how Seinfeld said, you know, Friday has a feel? You can feel when it's Friday. Sunday has a feel. Monday has a feel. Tuesday doesn't have a feel. Well, now Tuesday has a feel because I feel like we're on Tuesday now. See? I can feel it. I feel it. It's a radio show. Tuesday is a radio show day. So now Tuesday has a feel. I'm very happy with that.
So we welcome you to our show. If you've not heard of us before, if you've not heard our show before, we are Gulf Coast Nutrition, and we have a store of the same name. And that store is located in Palm Harbor on the corner of Alderman Road and Alt 19 in the public shopping plaza.
Yes.
So we'd love to see you. Come on by. We have a great store, great things in there. We're a little bit unique. Some things that you don't see in other health food stores, like the lab testing.
Yes,
that's
absolutely
very unique to our store. We carry not only can you get regular conventional type lab testing, anything that you would normally get at LabCorp, you can get through us, but you can also get the nutritional diagnostic lab testing, like your hair analysis.
Food sensitivity testing.
Your omega quant test, where you test the amount of the omegas in your body and your red blood cells. Very important to do.
Very easy to do, too, mm-hmm. as well.
Your vitamin D testing, of course.
Yes.
And hormone profiles. We have lots of hormone profiles.
And the 23andMe genetic test. So you can get that test done really easy, spit in a little tube, send it off in the mail.
That's a great test.
Yes, and you can find out several things. You can find out about your genetic ancestry. So you can find out where in the world your family really comes from. I've seen some people do that where they thought, oh,
I want to do this test. I haven't done it yet.
Well, yeah, they find out, my whole family was from Ireland. They find out, only your grandfather was from Ireland. His grandfather was, from Germany or Turkey somewhere, and you find out you're really from somewhere else. That's a great component of the test. But the other part of it is all the different genetic SNPs that you might have defects with that can help guide you toward the possibility of having a disease process somewhere in your body.
Right.
And that works really well.
This, I think, is very helpful because that's what helped me a lot, because I have a polymorphism. I have the MTHFR defect. So that helped me a lot, and it helped me direct my supplement program to what I have. And I think that's very important to do. So when you find out the results of this type of test, you can then, take the certain supplements because you have higher risk factors in certain areas. So that's what I do. It's very important.
That's a clotting issue you're talking about for you, and folate, right?
Right.
It
has to do with folate. I don't process folate in foods. And so I have problems not only with blood clotting. It affects that as well. I'm more susceptible to blood clotting, stroke, that type of thing, unfortunately. But it also affects your brain in the way that you think and the way that you articulate and cognitive function. So it affects that as well. It affects the way that you methylate. So I don't detox very well. So I have to take extra things that will help me do that. Like SAMe, the product or the nutrient SAMe I take every day because I don't produce it. I have to have SAMe as a supplement, because otherwise I won't be able to detoxify very well.
And you mentioned folate too?
Folate, I have to take a special form of folate called methyl hydrofolate. It's the 5-MTH.
And you wouldn't have known anything about this without a genetic test.
Right.
So, and that's where a lot of medical doctors are moving toward as well. They're finding out that let's get some genetic testing on the patient to see what do they really need, not just wait till something appears, a symptom, a problem appears, a condition, and then treat that, but actually see where that patient is heading with what they might be developing.
Right.
So you've headed off a huge amount of problems.
I certainly hope so.
Yes,
I mean, especially,
absolutely.
The risk of stroke and that type of thing. I mean, I'm getting up there. I'm now in my 50s.
congratulations to us
all. I am now 51.
Yes, you are. And so you're doing well and looking well in your 50s.
Well, thank you.
Yes, yes,
and
you are.
And it's important that, you know, I take care of those risk factors. It's very important. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, I have a certain supplement program based on those findings. Mm-hmm.
And in the store, not only do we have things for, you know, your health like that, but also if, you know, if you've had injuries and you need certain types of creams or lotions or different things for the joints, we have things like that. Also, we're bringing in, Brenda B., the Lytoflex patch, which is actually a patch that you put on your body that contains 4% lidocaine. And that is a pain-relieving patch. And that is actually one that, because it's 4%, it can be made available without a prescription. And they're non-habit forming, and they'll really work really well. As they told me, just don't put it on your face. You won't be able to talk. It'll sound like you came from the dentist. But besides that, no, but it's really good. You know, if you, you know, have an issue with a muscle in the leg or the arm or on your back, a lidocaine patch can work really well. We'll be bringing that in
some
soon
other,
as well.
Well, some other new things in the store. We've got the Himalaya products now, which are wonderful. That's the Ayurvedic herbs, the mm-hmm. Ayurvedic medicines, so to speak. I won't call them medicines, I'll call them herbs. But great line of products. So we've got some of the Himalaya products in. We just brought in, some of you listeners may be familiar with Dr. Lang.
Yes, the eye doctor who's on. Yes, he's on Saturdays. He has a show, and they replay it again during the week. He's got a great show, goes all into information about the eye. You can pick up his products at certain locations throughout the area. But you can also now pick them up at Gulf Coast Nutrition as well.
Right. And so we just brought those in.
Yes.
So we have some of his products, which is wonderful. We also have a new product for Candida, Candida Freedom, that is based on healing and repairing the gut. And, it, you know, there's a lot of a certain type of bacteria found within these products that will help reduce that overgrowth of Candida and help heal the intestinal tract as well. And we have a soap that has this in it now, the Candida Freedom soap. So if you have skin issues like that, that soap can be very, very beneficial for. So those are some of our new products in the stores.
Yes. And I also love to talk about the techie type stuff for a second, which is you can get on to gulfcoastnutrition.com, click on the virtual tour, and you can get the Google virtual tour where you have a 3D view through the store.
I had somebody come in the store yesterday and mention that she went on and saw the virtual tour. It was her first time in the store, and she thought it was really neat. And she
You can like click through as if you're walking through the store, grab with your mouse and pan through the image and look all around and see everything. And it's absolutely amazing. I saw them bringing the camera in and doing that when they were shooting it, and I thought it didn't seem that sophisticated. I thought, how is that possible? But then as they do it, there's a process involved that links them all these images together. So it's really great. GulfCoastNutrition.com. Take a look.
And we have some September specials. Seeing as this is the beginning of September, I want to talk about what our specials are in the store, and then we'll move on to some other topics. The Dr. Vanessa's anti-aging collagen, which is very important for a lot of skin, hair, joints, tendons, all of that, those type of issues. It's a very good product, 25% off. You don't see that very often. Shen Men Hair Care Line, that's all 30% off. The Himalaya Stress Care, wonderful product. For stress, 30%. And Amazing Grass, all of the Amazing Grass superfoods, formulas, all of their wheat grass, all of those type of super nutrient-dense foods, 25% off. And then all of Renew Life Digestive Enzymes. They've got a great enzyme formulas.
Amazing Grass off. Amazing Grass is the entire line, not just that super
line.
Immunity, but
no.
Entire line. Wow.
And I love their super immunity formula. That's a great new formula that has actually the whole mushroom complex in it. It's got maitake, shiitake, it's got cordyceps in it. It's got a great, great formula for your immune system. I take mushrooms every day anyway.
Yes.
I take my mushroom formula. It's one of my, what I call the Big C prevention formula.
Yes, the Big C, of course.
So, and I have a certain formulas specifically for that. If you're interested, you can email me or give me a call. And if you have any questions, email me at brenda@gulfcoastnutrition.com. Again, that's brenda@gulfcoastnutrition.com. We can certainly answer your questions on the air.
And what if they have questions about your supplement tune-up?
Oh, the supplement tune-up. Well, certainly either email or give us a call. The supplement tune-up is where you come in and you actually bring all the supplements that you're currently taking. And we'll lay them out and take a look at the ingredients and see whether you're doubling up on things unnecessarily, whether you're getting decent ingredients, make sure that you're getting the strongest ingredients for your money, so that they're effective for you, as well as make sure that you're, you know, spending the right amount, that you're not overspending, you know, that type of thing. Because there's, you know, there's a lot of wonderful products on the market, and there's a lot of wonderful products that are also in the MLM type of system. But with that, there's sometimes you overspend.
Yes.
You know, and you can get really decent products, same ingredients, much less money.
And what about in the sports nutrition world?
Sports nutrition, we have lots of sports nutrition in the store. And we actually have everyday low prices on all of our sports nutrition. So you'll find things that are really, really low priced, you know, in relation to the proteins and such, like the ON 100, you know, Optimum Nutrition 100% Whey. 2 pound is only $32.99. It retails at $51.49. So like the CelluCore C4 Extreme, our price is $29.99. It retails at $45. The Dynamic Fusion, Dymatize Fusion 7, 4 pounder is only $49.99. So we always have everyday low prices in our store when it comes to sports nutrition.
And one of the amazing things is I know some people say, oh, I saved a dollar buying online, and then you ship one of these, there are 5 pound bags,
yeah,
and
no
you
kidding.
Pay the shipping that you spent so much more on than you normally would have had you just walked in and grabbed it. So, that's one of the interesting things, Brenda B., about that. So we're going to have to run to a little quick break, Brenda B., but when we come back, what topics are we covering?
Well, I want to talk a little bit more about what's going on in the industry. There's some interesting news of what's going on. Some of the more current studies that have popped up, I want to mention those.
Oh, well, that will be very interesting. And again, and by the way, we will be doing a curcumin C3 complex giveaway from Doctors Best in the second half of the show, where we'll be giving out the phone number to call in to win those as well. So that'll be something that'll be really great. So in a minute, we'll be covering more about Gulf Coast Nutrition Store and some of the other news we're going to find out about. You're listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. We have been covering mostly the topic of our store, Brenda B., which is the Gulf Coast Nutrition store located at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in the Publix Plaza in Palm Harbor.
Yes, and hopefully we see some of you there.
Absolutely.
We'd love to see you there, help you out a little bit with the supplements that you're taking. We mentioned the tune-up. Of course, that's free. That's a free service that we offer there. So certainly take advantage of that.
And before we went off, you mentioned that you were going to be covering some interesting news in the world of health and nutrition.
There is some interesting news. I actually wanted to mention, I mean, most people know Vitacost.
Yes, online supplement store.
Right. And of course, you know, we have an online store as well,
GulfCoastNutrition.com. Yep.
But actually, Vitacost was just purchased by the largest supermarket chain in the U.S., Kroger Company.
Kroger bought Vitacost.
Yes. So I'm wondering how that's going to change it. You know, I mean, there's always been with other online retailers, I mean, Vitacost has always been the biggest competitor. I mean, we'll be honest, it's a big competition out there.
It is. And
because they sell such low pricing that... And actually, it states here they're not making any money because they sell such low pricing that they're losing money. Vitacost is losing money.
They were losing money. How much did they sell it for, though?
Well, they sold it for $280 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's.
You think we can do that with GulfCoastNutrition.com?
Well, actually, we'd started the YourWayToWellness.com and still is running many years ago, even before. Before Vitacost, so I'll have to see. No one's offered me $280 million for it, though.
Yet.
We'll see. Maybe they'll offer us $280 million for Gulf Coast one day when we have a chain of stores.
And also, another acquisition. See, these food companies are getting into natural health now. So Hormel,
which is not a natural health industry.
It's not a natural health industry.
Right, leader or anything, right?
No, Hormel Foods Corp. actually just purchased Cytosport.
Which is a sports nutrition product.
Huge sports nutrition line. They're actually the maker of Muscle Milk and a lot of other supplements that fall within the sports nutrition line. So they purchased Cytosport. So I'm wondering how that's going to change. You know what they purchased it for?
No, what?
$450 million.
Wow.
That's a lot.
And what did the Cytosport guys, they threw some powder in a not some powder. I make it sound like it's nothing.
No, CytoSport actually has great products.
It is. We carry them actually in our store, but now they're owned by a bigger company. But somebody's now sitting back on the beach with their feet up, sipping cool drinks.
Right? So that's just some interesting acquisitions in this industry.
Very interesting when you hear those prices.
There's some other things going on in news-wise with things. One thing that people may have heard about is Dr. Oz being in trouble.
Yeah, what was the? I mean, you know, I'm working during the day. I don't get a chance to watch Dr. Oz, but you can get on YouTube sometimes and watch some of his segments. Yeah, but what happened with him?
You know, the past year or so, he's been promoting a lot of weight loss type supplements,
right?
Garcinia and different things like that. And he always did the research on them to see if make sure what he's saying on air is certainly
true and accurate.
You know, you don't want to give false information out there, and he's wanting to bring this information forward. Well, he got called in front of the Senate up at Capitol Hill to sit in front of a Senate panel, and they were asking him, why he's talking about all these things on the show, and they thought that, for truth in advertising, and they think that these things aren't true. And he's trying to tell them, look, I look into this, I look at the research of these supplements, and if it's going to help people, that's what I'm all about, and that's what I'm trying to do, is just bring some of this information forward. But they're really coming down on him.
Well, he's very influential, and anytime you have someone who's very influential and can say one thing and sway a large population of people towards something, somebody's going to get upset and want to talk about it. And I see that, though, from a good way, which is people have come to Gulf Coast Nutrition saying, I heard Dr. Oz spoke about such and such. Where can I get some? And sometimes people who work in there say, well, what did you need it for? And I say, I don't know, but he said get it. So, you need to make sure you understand what it is you're buying. That's very important. It really is.
Of course it is. But, sometimes a lot of people will, they don't want people flooding to alternative methods and, things like that, because, if there's pharmaceutical backing and that type of thing.
Oh, toward a weight loss drug that Dr. Oz interferes with their business?
Right. They don't want him talking about natural things that could possibly help.
Well,
the other thing that's going on is actually the state of Vermont has been sued.
And what was it this time?
Actually, Vermont is the first state that just passed a law requiring genetically modified organisms, GMOs, in food to be labeled. And so that's something that a lot of people have been fighting for.
That's something that's good. You want to know, is the food that I am eating genetically modified or not?
Right.
Right.
So Vermont is the first state that actually passed a law. Well, now the Grocery Manufacturers Association, the Snack Food Association, the International Dairy Foods Association, and the National Association of Manufacturers have collectively sued the state of Vermont, saying that the new law is unconstitutional. And they're afraid that it could be the beginning of other states doing the same thing.
So the grocery, the dairy, and the snack groups are saying, we want to have genetically modified stuff in our product, but we don't want anybody to know.
No, exactly, because they're afraid that people will avoid those foods.
Well, heck.
So they don't want people to avoid their foods because they have genetically modified organisms in them.
So they're trying to get Vermont to back down, and they don't want that to happen.
Right, because they don't want other states to follow.
I want to know if something has been genetically modified before I eat it. So
anybody who knows about genetically modified organisms will want to, that's what they've been fighting for, is labeling. Label these foods. So
we'll see what happens, though. That's still in the works, and you know how law is. It takes a long, long time. The wheels of justice turn very slowly, they say. So we'll see what happens with that one.
Yep. Now, there's some good studies that are popping up, just some new ones here, based on what you said we were going to give away.
Oh, yes, the doctor's best curcumin complex.
There's studies showing now that they've done some research on the curcuminoids and the black pepper extract together, and actually not just turmeric compound, but what's called, it's actually a mixture of three different curcuminoids. So what comes from turmeric. So they're seeing that this particular formula that is a mixture of these three types of curcuminoids plus the bioperine, which is the black pepper extract, which makes it more available, is actually showing st- statistically significant improvement in knee osteoarthritis symptoms.
See, and that's when you're seeing studies, that's really great. The other thing is that it's a C3 complex, which means
right.
It's got the different types. You're not just getting one curcumin. So if you're grabbing a curcumin off a shelf somewhere and it's really inexpensive, you might want to turn it over and look and see, are you getting all the different, the C3 complex, or are you just getting one of them and that's
right.
why it's so inexpensive?
Well, no, and some of the ones where it's a, you know, it's a turmeric extract and it's a 750 milligram, still very effective. But the study is showing that the mixture of the three curcuminoids are showing specifically with knee osteoarthritis symptoms can be very effective. And of course, Doctor's Best is one of the brands that carries that C3 complex.
And that's the one we will be giving away in the second half of
Absolutely.
The show. And so what we'll do to do that is we're going to give out our phone number and you call in to the back and you'll get you'll be able to win that product. We'll tell you more about that right after the break. And we'll be covering more with Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. Brenda B., what had we been speaking of?
We've been doing some industry news and some studies, some of the latest studies are showing. And welcome back to our show. Thank you for being with us. We had just talked about the study showing the curcuminoids, actually the C3 complex is what it's called, the mixture of three curcuminoids and bioperin, the black pepper extract, and how great it is with osteoarthritis, knee osteoarthritis is what this study is showing.
And that's from the Doctor's Best company.
Right, and that's what we're giving away.
Oh, that's right. We're doing a giveaway. So let's see what happens here, Brenda B.
We're going to give away one now.
Yes.
So get your pens ready to copy the number
down. And then one at the end of the show as well.
And then one towards the end of the show we'll give away.
Okay, and they can call in to Gulf Coast Nutrition itself and win that. And the number is 727-754-2900. That's 727-754-2900. Just call in and say, hey, I heard I can win the Doctor's Best C3 curcumin complex, and you will be a winner, first one who calls in. There you go. And you'll be calling in, actually, Brenda B., to the store, which is Gulf Coast Nutrition, located at?
At Alderman Road and Alt 19 in Palm Harbor.
And
so if you've not had a chance to come by the store yet, please come by. We'd love to see you there. It's
absolutely.
A great store. We have lots of wonderful things in the store. Of course, all your latest and greatest supplements and lab testing, as
That's
we
right.
mentioned, sports nutrition, all of that is you can find in the store.
And you can
and
also
of course,
get on
knowledgeable staff.
Yes, very knowledgeable. And you can get on to Gulf Coast.
Pardon me.
You can get on to gulfcoastnutrition.com, see some of the items that we have, find out more about us, as well as sending Brenda B an email for the free supplement tune-up.
Yes, send me an email if you have any questions or if you want to schedule your free supplement tune-up. Excuse me. My email address is Brenda, that's Brenda, at gulfcoastnutrition.com, and that's GULF.
And you're not going to be diagnosing a person or giving any medical advice or treatment, but what does a supplement tune-up involve?
It involves you bringing in all of the supplements that you're currently taking, and we'll do a little evaluation on them and see whether you're taking decent ingredients, whether you're doubling up on things, whether you're spending too much money, that type of thing. So just a little evaluation about your supplements, and it is a free service. Now, we were talking about studies. I wanted to mention a few other studies that have popped up that's really good, because there's been a lot of controversy? Contrary information about taking calcium for women and whether taking calcium is bad for the heart, because there's been some things show up that, you know, oh, taking calcium can increase your risk of cardiovascular disease. Well, this study actually shows that that's not the case at all. So they're showing that it is safe for women to take calcium supplements. They actually looked at 74,245 women.
Big study.
And yes, it was a big study. And in the end, calcium supplements were associated with more healthy behavior, like increased physical activity, less smoking, less trans fat intake, than women who did not take the calcium supplements. Of course, there's other benefits to having calcium. But they find that their findings do not support the hypothesis that calcium supplement intake increase cardiovascular disease risk in women.
So are they speaking about you're just upsetting the calcium levels are they talking about depositing the calcium on the arteries?
In the arteries, right.
Okay, when that one I've heard, it used to occur a lot more in the past than it does today, because what will happen is people want to take a calcium for their bones, but the calcium did not just go into the bones, it ended up depositing on artery walls,
right.
And you ended up getting hardening of the arteries.
You can take too much calcium. You don't want to take way too much calcium, but taking a regular calcium supplement shouldn't be the case.
Right, but if you take the calcium with the vitamin K or the MK7, that
right.
makes sure, in a way, to help keep that calcium from depositing on your artery walls and make sure it deposits in the bone where it
exactly.
belongs.
Exactly. That's one
so
of
that's
the big
critical.
Benefits of the,
right.
the vitamin K.
And I've seen so many formulas today where you turn them over and it's not just calcium. It's calcium, it's vitamin D, and it's vitamin K all mixed together in a good formula and not just calcium by itself.
Right.
And what type of calcium? We used to do a whole show on just what type of calcium is important. And that we could talk for hours on that one as well. But
yeah. And there's forms that are more absorbable than others. And
yeah.
we have all different types of calcium in the store. Now, another study, there's actually two studies here I want to mention about vitamin D. More and more stuff just keeps showing up on vitamin D deficiency and how many people are deficient. It's amazing. But for you women out there who are trying to get pregnant and who are going through IVF, it's very, very important for you to be taking vitamin D. And women with a vitamin D deficiency were nearly half as likely to conceive through in vitro as women who had sufficient levels of vitamin D. So it's very,
very important,
very
statistic.
Important that you take vitamin D. You're more likely to produce high-quality embryos and more likely to become pregnant than those women who are deficient in D.
That was in Science Daily. Yeah,
yes.
It was a great, great source.
Yeah, and that came out, actually was in Endocrine Society.
Oh, okay.
Is where it was...
Right, but that just came
printed.
Out in August.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, August 14th.
Yeah.
So another reason to take your vitamin D. You know.
Didn't your mother get a huge injection of vitamin D from her medical doctor at one
yes.
point? Wasn't it like
well,
she was concerned about? Oh, she thought she was taking too much D when she was taking what like 1,000 IUs, and the doctor gave her 50,000 an injection.
50,000.
Yeah.
Right.
So you know, to
and
overdo it is
hard.
Some doctors
will do that now, especially in the elderly, because mm-hmm. as we age, we tend to be lower in vitamin D. You have a higher risk of vitamin D deficiency, and sometimes you have to take a big amount of that to get that vitamin D level up. To sufficient amounts, and then take something lower just to maintain it.
And these vitamin D tests today can be as simple as a blood spot finger prick test, which we have at Gulf Coast Nutrition. You can
right.
go in, pick one up, do the blood spot finger prick, send it off to the lab, and they'll tell you what your vitamin D levels are. Same thing with things like omega oil as well. Blood spot finger prick, really great.
And another thing with vitamin D, and speaking of the elderly, actually vitamin D and dementia risk. Okay, link between vitamin D and a risk confirmed. And vitamin D deficiency is associated with a substantially increased risk of dementia and Alzheimer's disease in older people. And actually, the study shows that those who were moderately deficient in vitamin D, just moderately, had a 53% increased risk of developing dementia of any kind. And the risk increased to 125%.
And this is a university study. And
in
you
those
just
who
recently,
were severely
yeah.
deficient. So even
serious
if you're
numbers.
Just moderately deficient. So your vitamin D level really needs to be above 50. So if you get a vitamin D level and it's under that amount, you really need above 50, 50 to 80, even higher than that can be good. So.
And you're not talking about what you take in a capsule. You're talking about
oh, no,
what
I'm
your
about
reading
on
is
test.
On the test. Yeah,
right.
there's two different
the vitamin
things.
Vitamin D level on the test.
Yeah.
So that's those studies are very important to know. And so that's some of the newer stuff that's popping up. Another good reason to have your vitamin D levels checked.
Right. And again, like I had mentioned, easily done with a blood spot finger prick test. Don't have to go and get a huge blood draw to do it. And we have those available as well.
Now, I want you to tell the story of the woman who came in recently. You mentioned about...
Oh, I had spoken with someone, yes. This is very interesting because I'm very upset that I didn't get her permission to speak about this on the air, so I won't mention her name, except to say that this was someone who had some serious sugar issues, some serious type 2 diabetes issues, that the doctors were saying her insulin wasn't even working for her anymore. They gave her about 3 years to live.
Three months.
And that she was going to, you know, they said, go review your bucket list. And, you know, she said, no way. And turns out through her son, she was able to find out about dietary changes. And by getting these dietary changes and going off of all processed sugars, all white flours, anything like that. The only white item she said she consumed was cauliflower. But basically going on a no-sugar scenario and changing her diet to be extremely healthy, that she ended up not needing any insulin. Not only is she not hasn't died, but she's actually thriving and doing very well. Her medical doctor tried to tell her she just had a spontaneous remission and her diet had nothing to do with it. But, you know, again,
can you imagine?
I know. But again, you're getting something like diabetes, type 2 diabetes is not something that you know, oh, I caught it on a bus. Oh, I was floating through the air and I inhaled it. Diabetes is something that, you know, you can create type 2 from dietary issues over a long period of time,
and therefore
it can be correctable.
But I mean, she got out of her diet all of the carbohydrates, processed carbohydrates and such, which was really good. And of course, a study had popped up last week. Remember about the University of Alabama was saying, oh, now they see that low carbohydrate diet is good for people with diabetes.
Yeah,
and it
finally
can actually help reverse diabetes. And we've been saying that for years.
Yeah,
but this was amazing that she was at that point where she was given 3 months to live.
Yeah.
And she made these changes. And within that short a period of time, she had this type of correction in her health. It's just amazing to me. So there's
so
a lot of things. So
she can be done. It can be done.
You know,
that's the whole moral of that story.
There were supplements that she took as well.
Yes, yes.
You know, and there's a lot of things that you can do to help stabilize that blood sugar and help support that system in your body. And, you know, the glucose factors and that type of thing, those supplements that will help your pancreas and your, you know, you respond better to the insulin. So those things are very important. Alpha lipoic acid is very important if you're having any diabetic neuropathy. That's really important as well. So there's a lot of wonderful supplements that you can take for this situation. But diet plays such a key role. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And Brenda B., what's coming up in the next part of the show, by the way?
Well, we wanted to talk about Lyme disease.
Oh, yes. A little
so
bit
we
of that.
So we definitely want to talk about that. I wanted to mention a few other things about some other supplements like vitamin K and the difference in the different types of vitamin K.
Okay. And I want to hear about, possibly if we have time, what you're doing on that PBS production.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So that'll
PBS
be really great. All righty. Okay. And we'll be giving away another Curcumin by Doctor's Best. So make sure you tune in and grab your pen and get ready for that. So you're listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. We are Gulf Coast Nutrition, store of the same name, located at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in the Publix Plaza in Palm Harbor. And for those who have heard now hearing us for the first time on Tuesdays between 12 and 1, we have been discussing what we offer at the store, things like not just your supplements, but the lab testing like the 23andMe test, different blood spot finger prick tests for omega oils, for vitamin D levels. And Brenda B. also has her free tune-up that she does. It's a supplement tune-up. And you can check us out at gulfcoastnutrition.com. Email Brenda B. at brenda@gulfcoastnutrition.com to find out more about that as well.
And, you know, we've been talking about a lot of different factors here. You had mentioned vitamin K earlier and about how important it was to take vitamin K with your calcium, because that'll keep the calcium from depositing in the arteries and make sure that it deposits in the
bone where it belongs.
Bone where it belongs. But, you know, there's different forms of vitamin K.
True.
And actually there's two forms, but then there's longer chains of the vitamin K. Like there's vitamin K1 and vitamin K2, and they're seeing that certainly vitamin K2 is better. It absorbs better, but there's actually lots of different types of vitamin K, and it actually has to do with the side chain that comes off when you look at the actual molecular structure of it. Then the length is marked by the name of the form, meaning MK7 means that there's seven chains, there's seven ring structures to the chain. And the length actually influences its ability to reach different tissues within the body, and those longer side chains of vitamin K actually stay in the blood longer. It has a longer half-life time in the blood. And so that just allows it to become, to be better absorbed than vitamin K1. And because they're in the blood for a longer time, they're just more available for the tissues when needed. So you'll see that that's what MK7 is.
Oh, I got you.
So it has that seven chain. So
yeah.
It's
so when you're looking, so when you're looking for a calcium formula, you want to see that it not just has doesn't just have calcium in it, but it also has the vitamin D and the MK7 or a vitamin K in there to help it out. At least a K2.
Right. Right. Now, you know, there's a lot of people who have Lyme disease,
especially in Florida. Absolutely. I know that.
You know, that's funny that you say that, because for years and years, you know, doctors were saying, and actually even the CDC, I think, was saying that, you know, it's hard to get Lyme disease in Florida, that those particular ticks don't really live in Florida.
Yeah, well, that's changed, I've heard.
Yeah,
but
that's
based on what they've come out
Florida
with.
Florida is now in the top 20 states with the most cases of Lyme disease.
You see, and that's something. I mean, well, it's the tick, you know, that's what's going on. And you've got a tick that basically, and for those who don't know about Lyme disease, it's a tick-borne disease. It causes inflammatory disorders in the heart, in the joints, in the nerves that end up with a lot of severe problems. And what happens is a tick that was living on a deer or on a rat ends up jumping over to a person and takes some of your blood and deposits a little bit of these bad, whether they're bacteria or whether they're parasites into you, depends. I mean, you've got, I'll give you a little quiz, Brenda B.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Bergdorferi.
Oh, boy.
And.
Isn't that a department store?
No. I was going to say, or Bartonella. Are they Italian directors of movies, or are they... or are they bacteria and or parasites that you might get from a tick?
Seeing as we're talking about Lyme
disease, there
you
go.
I would say they're bacteria or parasites that you can get from the tick.
Right. And, you know, I always thought, I mean, someone had mentioned to me, they said, you know what, if we heard right now that alien creatures came down from another planet and they were very tiny and they stuck their head into your body and sucked your blood and deposited these nasty things in you that would give you all these diseases, we'd call out the National Guard. But that's what's happening. That's what's going on with the tick. And it's crazy.
You know, and what's really sad is that a lot of people who are suffering a lot of debilitating diseases as symptoms and think they have something but they don't know what it is.
Right.
It could be Lyme disease because it's misdiagnosed a lot.
Well, a lot
isn't
of times, well, people are looking for that bullseye rash, but you don't have to get it. It just depends on which organism you're dealing with, and you don't have to get that bullseye rash, which is one of the other issues. And the other thing is, when people get tested, you know, they're waiting until the symptoms get so severe or they don't feel anything. Here's what you should, especially in Florida or anywhere, if you're hiking, let's say, through the woods, or you're taking long walks or anywhere, take a little vial with you that you can, if you get bitten by a tick and you see it on your body, you can pull it out and put it, make sure you get the head, that's the key thing, and put it into some little jar to have the tick analyzed. Because here's what they have nowadays. Instead of waiting weeks to find out that, you know, you say, oh, I got bitten by a tick, I don't know if I have Lyme disease or not, so let me wait, let me develop all these symptoms, let me then go in and get an antibody test. It may take a long time, but what you can do now is you can now test the tick.
Oh.
So what you do is you take that tick, you put it in, and actually at Gulf Coast Nutrition, we have these different tests where you can bring the tick in and you put it in a little, I guess you call it a little sealed container and gets sent off to the lab. The lab will analyze and test the tick for those particular type of problems that you would see within the tick, and then you would know.
Well, they test it to see if it has any of the bacteria or,
right,
or the parasites
that cause it. That's what I meant to say. Yes,
so,
thank you. So what happens is that here's the great thing. I mean, a Lyme disease test can cost you $600, but testing the tick costs $38.
Wow.
I know. And you don't have to wait.
That's really reasonable. So you can do that as long as you have the tick.
As long as you have
course.
The head of the tick, not the other part.
Tick.
But if you have the head of the tick, come on in with that thing to Gulf Coast Nutrition. We'll drop it. And we can even mail you one of these kits. And you just mail it off. And
so
it's gets sent off to the lab.
Have when you're out, like you said, if you're out camping or you're out hiking or anything like that. So
yeah.
What about... What
try
about,
to grab on, because if not, then you have to wait to take a test. And nowadays, some of the good tests that are out there, like the iSpot Lyme test that we can also make available
Because that was the issue with like Western blot testing and even your antibody testing. They can produce false negatives sometimes, especially the Western blot, it seems. And like the antibody test, you don't develop antibodies to whatever's going on to the parasite or the bacterium right away. You could get tested and come up negative, but that's because you haven't developed the antibodies against it quite yet.
Right. So in those type of tests, it can take 4 to 6 weeks for you to develop the antibodies. But with some of the new type called like the iSpot Lyme, you can get a reading within 2 weeks because they test the T cells. And that's where you get that advantage.
So you develop the certain T cells against the...
The T cell antibody scenario going on. Without getting into too much detail, we can talk for hours about this. But basically what's happening is there's a better test to take that gives you readings within 2 weeks. So you don't have to wait until you've developed all these horrible symptoms. You can get some care by a medical doctor right away, which is really good. It's just a question of getting the right tests at the right time, not waiting, doing things like being proactive and getting the tick and having the tick analyzed.
That's really interesting to have the tick analyze itself. So then you could, if the tick is clean, so to speak, then...
Provided that was the only one you were bitten by and you're not missing the other one that might be lodged somewhere else. But yes, check your body, make sure that you don't have any other tick bites. But if that's the only one...
But I know a lot of people who were suffering from like joint problems and
and it may have been from a tick bite from years ago
and different things like that can be very, very horrible to deal with.
Absolutely.
And it's real hard to get rid of Lyme.
You get
disease
all sorts of inflammatory problems
don't
too.
They put you on heavy duty antibiotics. I know that. So, but even that that's not always effective.
Yeah. And Brenda B, I promise to give out that other C3 curcumin complex because people who have inflammation need that. You can win that by calling us at Gulf Coast Nutrition at 727-754-2900. Call in, you'll be the first caller, and you will win the Doctor's Best C3 curcumin complex. For those who'd like to find out more about us, you can check us out at gulfcoastnutrition.com or come by the store located at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in Palm Harbor, or email us or call to find out more about Brenda B's supplement tune-up. That's a free supplement tune-up.
And if you have any questions, we'll be happy to answer your questions. Give me an email. Shoot me an email at brenda@gulfcoastnutrition.com. And I'll be happy to, you know, if I can answer your question, I'd be happy to. We may even do it on the air.
There you go. So until next time, I'm Dr. V.
And I'm Brenda B.
And you've been listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition.